From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting the Islamic State group is imposing a harsh set of rules on residents of areas it controls in Syria and Iraq during the month-long Ramadan observance. Ramadan began on Monday. The rules include forbidding the use of satellite TV receivers, limiting the hours of daily work, and instituting strict dress codes for women. The Norwegian Refugee Council, meanwhile, is saying Islamist extremists in Iraq are shooting and killing civilians fleeing from battles between the Islamic State and Iraqi government forces in Fallujah. Iraqi forces have been battling with the IS fighters for a few weeks in an effort to retake the city. The International Atomic Energy Agency says Monday that North Korea appears to have reopened a plant to reprocess plutonium, an indication of its widening arms effort. The agency says satellite evidence shows the North has likely resumed activities at a plant at Yongbyon in violation of the United Nations resolutions. Yukiya Amano is director of the IAEA.
It is deeply regrettable that the DPLK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the Security Council resolution adopted in response to the nuclear test earlier this year.
Amano says because the agency does not have monitors in North Korea, it cannot be certain about its activities. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah will travel to the United States to attend the funeral of American boxer Muhammad Ali. A family spokesman says the funeral will be held Friday in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. The service will include a public memorial in a multi-purpose sports arena that seats 22,000 people. This is VOA News. Poland and more than 20 NATO member nations are launching a large-scale military exercise. That exercise involves 31,000 troops. It's part of a move to assure Central and Eastern European countries that are worried about Russia's aggression in Ukraine. General Mark Milley is the U.S. Army Chief of Staff.
The United States Army and the United States military, and really the United States of America, have a single purpose in Operation Anaconda, and that is to bring all of us together to demonstrate that we are shoulder to shoulder with the Polish people, we are shoulder to shoulder with the Polish Army, and we are shoulder to shoulder with NATO to ensure that all of the countries of NATO remain free and independent.
The Anaconda exercises will be led by Poland. The U.S. Navy restricted its personnel in Japan after a U.S. sailor on Okinawa was arrested on suspicion of drunk driving. Peter Cook is a U.S. spokesman.
In response to this latest event, U.S. Naval Forces Japan has issued additional restrictions on naval personnel in Japan, including curtailment of off-base liberty and a prohibition on alcohol consumption on or off base.
The Navy has been under pressure from Okinawa residents who are calling for the removal of U.S. bases. Those calls came after several high-profile criminal incidents involving U.S. service members. Security officials in Ukraine say they have arrested a Frenchman who amassed an arsenal of weapons and was plotting to attack the European Championship football tournament in France. Ukraine's security service chief said the man planned to attack both Jewish and Muslim places of worship, as well as a French tax office and infrastructure related to the Euro 2016 games. Preliminary vote counts Monday in Mexico show the ruling PRI party is heading for defeat in state elections held Sunday. PRI has apparently lost several of its strongholds to candidates of the center-right National Action Party. Voters were said to be unhappy about government scandals and crime. A 77-year-old former World Bank economist has a slim lead over Keiko Fujimori in Peru's presidential runoff election. With more than 90% of the votes counted, Pedro Kuczynski has less than a 1% lead over Fujimori. Somalia's president says he wants plans in place to accommodate more than 300,000 Somalis expected to come home if Kenya closes the Dadaab refugee camp. President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed spoke Monday as he became the first ever sitting Somali leader to visit the sprawling complex in eastern Kenya. Dadaab is the biggest refugee camp in the world. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up at the close of trade today. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.